following this breaking news.
Good morning. Thanks for listening in.
It's going to be nice weather here while the
really big stories on.
You're listening to the Today in San Diego podcast.
Good morning, everybody. It is Friday, July 16th. I'm Marianne Cushy. Charges are not being filed, quote, at this time against a pastor's wife who said it was an accident when she opened fire on her husband, killing him in the process at their Lemon Grove home. All this according to a representative for the DA's office. She has also been released from jail. We're talking about Gabby Shepherd. She was arrested earlier this week after she fatally shot her 29-year-old husband, Noah Shepherd, on Monday when he entered their home through the back door. That's according to the San Diego County Sheriff's Department. Now to the coronavirus in LA County. In the face of steadily increasing COVID-19 infections and hospitalizations, LA County residents will again be required to wear masks in indoor public settings beginning on Saturday night. That's according to health officials there, regardless of vaccination status. They said the county is not where we need to be in terms of vaccinations against the virus. There have been 7 straight days of new case numbers that topped 1,000. On Thursday, the county reported more than 1,500 new infections. That's the highest number since early March. Emergency approval for COVID-19 vaccines in children under 12 could come in early winter. An FDA official said this. It's a move that could bring relief to many parents who have been unable to vaccinate their children. The agency hopes to then move quickly to full approval of the vaccine for this age group. COVID-19 vaccines have only been authorized for people ages 12 and up in the U.S., and none has received full approval as of yet. Pfizer and Moderna launched trials of their COVID-19 vaccines for children under 12 in March. Results are expected in the fall, and it'll take FDA officials time to review the drug company's applications. All students, faculty, and staff at the University of California will be required to be vaccinated in order to return to campus. The UC system, I should say, announced a new policy that they say will protect the health and safety of the university community. It applies to its patients, its students, its trainees, personnel, and all others who work and live in any of the university's locations. Now let's get a look at our First Alert forecast. Here's Sheena.
Good Friday morning. We finally made it to the weekend, and we have great weather in the forecast today near the coast. We may see a little bit of early thin clouds. Otherwise, it's going to be mostly sunny with highs in the mid-70s. For the inland valleys, mid-80s and sunny. If you are heading to the beaches today, wave heights are going to be around 2 to 4 feet with a moderate risk for rip currents. Inland valleys stay in the mid-80s all the way into the weekend. So do the mountains. Mid-80s today for the mountains, mid-80s across the weekend. Mid-70s stay in the forecast for the coast both Saturday and Sunday with mostly sunny skies. Deserts will be around 110 to 105. Late this weekend, we could have a very slight chance for a pop-up shower in the mountains and deserts mainly. Marianne?
Thanks, Sheena. If you are thinking of working from home, which is a practice that so many of us have developed at the start of the pandemic, you are not alone. As much as 30% of the U.S. workforce will be working multiple days per week remotely by the end of this year. That's according to a story by CNBC. Companies and employees can save thousands of dollars. CNBC determined America's top state for remote work based on factors like connectivity, grid reliability, health, healthcare, climate, cost of living, and other factors. So here are the top 5 starting in descending order. So Idaho came in 5th, Kansas tied with Colorado at 4th, Minnesota 3rd, Nebraska 2nd, and the number 1 spot goes to North Dakota. The reason I'm kind of chuckling is because all of these places have really cold winters, so if you like that, that's a good thing for you. Meantime, California ranked the worst state to work remotely. Go to NBC7.com, search economy for more details on this story. It is opening day at Del Mar today. Gates open at noon, first race at 2, and the hat contest entries close at 3 p.m., so good luck. Stephen Luke headed for Tokyo to cover the Olympics for NBC7. He'll have live reports every day on NBC7 News Today from 4:30 in the morning to 7 a.m. Also be sure to download and listen to our podcast, Olympic Dreams, from San Diego to Tokyo, and get to know the local Olympians to cheer you on. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a great day and stay safe.
Thank you for listening to Today in San Diego. For more from our team, search NBC San Diego wherever you listen to podcasts. And be sure to give us your feedback by leaving a rating and review.